I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize that we had been on the phone for an hour. When I'm on the phone for an hour, it just automatically kicks me off. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so I got this here. One second. Okay, so let's see. Now, Sherry, your first name is spelled S-H-E-R-R-I-E, right?
Yes.
And your last name is different, though, right? It's Winston, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I already have your email, swinston18@gmail.com.
Do you have MS, Winston?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's it. Okay. You can use that because it's easiest. It's the shortest one, so that's the one I like to use.
Okay, perfect. And then now you're on Central Time. Now, what's the best address for you?
You want my business address or my home address?
Well, so where you're gonna wanting to be marketed from. So, basically it's where. Okay, you know, any address that we have, we can always hide that online. I mean, if you want people to have it as like a place to go to, we can definitely show that. But you don't have to list your address online. So whatever you feel more comfortable with, whatever you want people potentially going to, is just the address that we would need.
Okay, let me find it. Sure. I just did it the other day. It's in the phone. Come on. So I was signing his paperwork, and I signed it, and it just kicked me out.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on.
It says sign, and it says confirm signature. And I hit it, and everything just went away.
Let me try confirm again. Hold on.
Yeah. I keep doing that every time I try to sign it.
Hold on.
I'll have the box check. Maybe it wants me to actually click on the link and act like I read it. I'm
going to
try that.
it says it was expired. Hold on.
Oh, is that why it's sitting there?
Okay, hold on. One second.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get this.
Just keeps kicking me out, then the local slash username keeps popping up after I sign it. So,
hold on, one second.
All right, so I have the address too whenever you're ready. Take your time though.
Sure. Okay. I mean, I'm having to, like, go back and forth between accounts. I just don't want to make sure anything gets mixed up. So one second, let me get this on here real quick.
Okay, take your time.
All right. Okay. Oh, okay. You signed it. So, for his. So it's fine. So it says it's expired because it's already been signed. It should have taken you to a username and login. I'm not sure why it didn't do that, but regardless, that's going.
Okay. So it's signed. Okay. I thought when I seen that, because nothing said, like, confirmed or thank you or your documents have been signed, I thought it just was, like, kicking me out. Because I'm like, why do you keep taking your username? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so my bad.
No, that's totally fine. So it just means that it was signed and that you're good on that. But
okay.
Essentially, when it took you to a username and login, that's going to be for the reporting dashboard. So you'll also get the same thing happening when you sign yours. And it's just you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So they'll create the reporting dashboard for your specific businesses. So.
Okay.
Okay. So now let's do this. Okay. So now.
Yeah.
Yep. Shit.
Perfect.
And it's charging.
Perfect.
Okay.
What happened here?
Okay, so now what's the best address for the business?
Okay, go back to that. Okay, 14425 Falcon Head Boulevard.
Okay, I got it. 78738 Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is the name of your business?
And it's going to be Suite 100. It's E, I'm sorry, Building E, Suite 100.
Okay.
The name is New Euphoria.
Okay, here we are.
Euphoria?
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to spell that, or do you have it?
Well, it's E-U-P-H-O-R-I-A, right?
Yes.
That's a cool name. just reminds me of the show. Have you seen the show?
I haven't. Everybody says that I was so mad because whenever I came up with it, I thought I was doing something, and then I started seeing that everywhere. I was like,
Well, you know, people will like it even more. It just gives your company brand awareness, you know?
Yeah.
So now, do you have any type of licensing or insurance for this? I don't know.
I have my LLC, but it's under Euphoria Nutrition LLC. But I'm trying not to use the word nutrition in there.
Okay.
But I do have my LLC and my EIN and all those papers if you need that.
Okay. Well, not right now, but during your client interview, they'll ask for that stuff.
I have all the uploaded files on my phone.
Do you have a logo for the company, or would you like us to create you one?
Yeah, I don't have one. So how much would that be?
Anything I'm mentioning now is included. It's not going to cost
you anything.
Oh, I'm
in the included part now. Okay, I like it.
Yeah. now, the hours of operation, what are those going to be?
10 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
For you guys, right?
Us or clients, just your preferred method of contact.
I'm going to say text.
Okay. And, now, would you also be interested in the call tracking number? I don't know if you kind of heard what that was, but it's the number that's listed.
It comes with it, right? So
yeah.
It doesn't matter. I do have an open phone number that I pay for, but I don't care.
Okay.
Another one. I don't care.
And you haven't purchased a domain name yet, right?
Yeah, I have, but I need to renew it. So I purchased one with Zoho, but now Zoho's telling me it's no longer, the domain expired. I have to pay again.
Okay.
So I had, so what is the one over there? support@euphoriavitamins.com. That's what I have right now, but it's up for renewal, so it's not even working. Like, my email's not even working. So I don't know if that's a yes or no, because I haven't renewed yet. I think it's a no, but I don't know. It's still there. Let me log in, but it's not working.
You know what? We'll get something closer to your business name anyway. I mean, you're doing photo booths, right? You're not actually doing
that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's why I didn't want to renew. That's another reason why I didn't want to renew it. I'm like, I'm trying to, like, not do that. Because when I started, I was doing, like, supplements and stuff, and I'm like, it's too much, it's too mixed. I just want to focus on one.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, vitamins can be a good business, you know, for sure. A lot of people are really into vitamins these days. But, yeah, I mean, you can always supplement that later on. I mean, once you get, like, the photo booth thing going, you can.
I think the photo booth is going to generate a, it's going to be a higher income, like a higher price point for what per transaction, so. That's why I left the supplements alone. It's great and all, but that's small money. I need the $250 a day.
Yeah.
At least one rental would do me better than dealing with the supplements and all of that. That's why I'm leaving all that stuff alone.
Okay. And you don't have a Facebook business profile yet, right?
I don't.
Okay. All right, no problem. We can create one for you. So now, let me set up your client interview. Do you think you can do from, well, you're from 4 to 5 Central Time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Awesome.
Since I'm going to clock out at 4:30 if I'm
later. Let me go ahead and schedule that right now before it gets taken. One second. Okay. All right, got you in for that. Okay, perfect. So you're there from 4 to 5. Again, the whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Cool.
All right. Now, so I have everything set up. I have payment. I'm just going to read to you, again, what's called the voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So if there's anything, Sherry, that you need clarification on, just let me know. I'm pretty sure you already heard it, so it'll probably sound a little bit repetitive. But it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Euphoria.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sherry Winston, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Sherry, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, once again, the email will be sent to you that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you could reply to that email before your client interview, that'll be super helpful in just getting everything going smoothly. So now, also, please be advised as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is, again, we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. Now, which one of these would you like? Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You said mother's maiden name or what?
City you were born in or your first pet's name?
We can do first pet's name.
Okay. What was that?
It's going to be Poe, P-O-E.
Oh, I like that. so now, Sherry, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any other additional online marketing during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so now, Sherry, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 17th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 17th of the month and the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And, you know, just keep in mind, once again, Sherry, the same for Will's business, that we just ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It's just so you can get the most added benefit from your position. I know once you start seeing that business come in, you guys won't be going anywhere anyway. So, but the customer support line, I don't know if you saved it, but they will be calling you from that line. Well, you did say you saved it. So they'll call you for your client interview from that 877 number. So just look out for that number. Otherwise, the voice verification is good. I just need you to also sign that same thing for him, for your business. So I sent, that should have come through, but it'll say, Sherry, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that there?
I'm looking for it now.
Here, I can send you the link by itself. I know there's a ton of text messages. Hold on.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. So it's the same exact thing. It'll take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience.
It says, click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah,
that's where I click. I hit the box. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
And then type my name. Oh, wait, this one says Wilford Carney.
Well, yeah, so it's just because the billing, right, is under his name, is that? Yeah, so, but the whole account is set up under your name, so.
That's fine. That makes sense. It's going to be in the person's paying name.
Yeah. I mean, it might possibly run under your name, but, you know, I just figured since it was under his name for the billing part.
Okay. I signed it.
Okay, perfect. So now, again, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Just to recap a little bit, now the action needed, Google needed, pictures needed for Google verification, if you could reply to that before your client interview, that'll be super helpful. And then your client interview will be between 4 and 5. So I think it's awesome that you guys are finally getting started with it. It's, you know, it's been a year. So that's pretty cool. Now, did you have any other questions at all or anything I can clarify or anything at all?
No, I think everything's pretty clear. And if I have any questions, if something comes up, I'll call you.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, Sherry, you will have your whole account management team working with you Monday through Friday. You do have my extension and phone number and my email. So if you ever need something escalated or whatever it may be, you can always reach out to me. I may not always have the answer, but at least I'll be able to get somebody that'll get it to you. So I'm still here as a resource. And if you need anybody you want to refer to us, then you can also do that and then get a month off of your package as well if they stay with us for 2 months. I'm just going to send you a quick text message real quick. It's just going to say rate your experience with us. I mean, if you don't mind doing that, that would be wonderful. You know, no pressure or anything. Just going to send that over. But, I mean, I really do want to thank you and, you know, for giving us the opportunity to help your guys' businesses out.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, okay. All right, Sherry. Well, look out for your interview, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, you just sent me the link for the review? Okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm working, but I'm listening. Okay, I'll do that.
No. Yeah, no problem, Sherry. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.